Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Fourth and goal at the one of Ohio State. Awani in motion. Snap to Drew Aller, looking to throw. Aller lobs into the end zone. Incomplete as that ball was thrown for Dinkins. And back there to cover was safety Caleb Downs. Buckeyes take over on Downs.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
Back to throw. Gabriel steps up. Going to run. Got a block. 10, 5. Dylan Gabriel. Touchdown, Oregon. Designed quarterback draw. And it was blocked just the way you ask it to be blocked.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
Seattle defense loaded up. On the inside of the defensive front. Stafford wants to throw. Got a man deep. Throw goes deep. One-handed catch. Does he hang on to it? Robinson, game over. Rams win.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
All right. 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Hello. Happy
what
Monday.
Is happening?
I'd never felt so alone yesterday.
Oh, you're all alone?
Until I woke up, felt fantastic, and then throughout the day, having Twitter, you know, open once in a while as the NFL action's going on, seeing some of the takes come around the country, I think Joel Klatt had one take, a couple people from Kansas City had the same take, and I was a little surprised, admittedly.
Oh.
I'm pretty pro fall back, and people were mad because it fell back and it was dark early.
Yes.
I was kind of like confused by the take. I felt great. I feel like I got an extra hour of sleep. I did. I don't know.
You're feeling good over there?
Am I in the wrong or the right here? I thought we liked falling back and we hated
Well,
here's
the
forward.
Tough part. Falling back means that you have to spring forward. So eventually we will have the night where we lose the hour of sleep. That's the issue. You give me an extra hour, you're not going to complain about that very often.
Yeah.
You got to pay it off down the road.
Well, so why don't we just stay? Why do we
That's what people want to do. They just want to stay. Wanted to stay where we were. And if you don't fall back, you don't have to spring forward. You stay right where we are, where you get a little more daylight later in the day.
Okay, but where are you at on this?
I used to be very pro fall back.
Oh, you're anti fall
back? And now, with the 9-month old at home, I am anti fall back.
Why? What changed?
Well, he just got up very early. The dog woke me up at 4:45 for breakfast because he usually eats around 6, but that was 4:45 falling back. So the sleep is overall the same. I'm not gaining any hours here.
Oh.
I'm just getting up an hour earlier and having an hour more of my day now that I didn't used to have in my life. And so the dog has never got up that early. He was the primary culprit. The kid slept till, I think he got up at 5:15 yesterday. So it would have been 6:15.
Yeah, traditionally.
Technically. So yeah. I ended up with the same amount of sleep. I just had an hour longer yesterday.
We need to pick which side of the fence we want the most and just.
It's daylight at the end of the day, and it's not even close. And I say that as somebody who has to wake up in the morning. It is unquestionably.
Why is it that way?
Because
unquestionably.
You get home from work, you just want. I don't want it to be dark at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. That sucks. When it's dark at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, it sucks. And there's no debating that.
Yeah, but in May and June, would it be dark at 4 o'clock in the afternoon?
No, it would be lighter later because we would have sprung forward at that point and we would get an extra hour of sunlight.
I would argue with our weather, does it matter? Isn't it going to be dark because it's just cloudy regardless?
It will be dark a lot of the time. It will be depressing a lot of the time.
So you want to permanently spring forward.
I want to stay where we were.
Time. Not
I want
standard time, daylight time.
Daylight time is what I want.
Time.
No fall back, no spring forward.
I want the hour. I woke up yesterday at 5:20. I wake up early every Sunday and I turned over and I went, why am I not tired at all? And
go.
I did have a clock that didn't change.
It's technically 6:20.
Like,
slept past 6 o'clock.
I slept past my. No, wait, what?
Oh.
Looked at my watch, realized, oh, yeah, that's right, it fell back. I have an extra hour here.
This is great. You want to give me extra hours, I'm all for that. The tough part is, I don't want to spring forward. That's going to be the pain in the ass one with a kid when you lose the hour of sleep.
Yeah, right there.
That's
in March.
That's the whole argument, though, why you shouldn't fall back. Just keep it there. Keep
why
it
does away. Arizona get to fine. Be the only one that doesn't do any?
I thought we passed this on the West Coast. I thought we had an Oregon, Washington, California alliance against this.
One of the states voted against it.
Who? Oregon passed it, but only if
Washington and California
have they not? What are they doing down there and up there? What are we dealing with?
I don't know.
What's California got going on that's a bigger deal?
I don't know
than
what Northern Oregon's doing.
Yeah, come on, Northern Oregon.
What are you doing?
Out. I got to suffer through endless ad campaigns for your congressional house race in Vancouver,
even though I don't
live in Vancouver.
Idaho,
get on the same page, damn it.
So if Idaho and Southern Eastern Oregon combine, as we call it, Oreo?
That's what you're going to contribute today, huh?
That's it, right out of the gate.
Oreo, huh?
That's what you got?
I tell you, the Joe Kent commercial, they certainly have found a good picture to make him look terrible.
they make him look very angry.
His, like, angry, yelling freeze frame photo at a speech is just the worst. And now he's introduced a high schooler into my life.
Yes.
I'm a high school wrestler.
Yeah, I know.
Why are you on my TV? What parent okayed this?
I know.
36 more hours.
Boys are wrestling.
We're almost
these
there.
Are none of the boys you're wrestling. I don't get it.
We're almost there.
Is there a boy in your high school in your weight class?
Yeah, that's wrestling against you that kept you from winning state. We're almost there, buddy.
I almost don't want to give her a scholarship. Get off of this commercial.
I just like, well, how are we not on the same? If Arizona can do it, we can do it. And we should be able to do it.
But you want to spring forward. Yeah. I think you have this wrong. I'm selfish. I care more about the morning than I do the night.
So you want to fall back and then just stay here.
Yeah,
you don't
want
to spring forward.
Look.
So those 9 o'clock sunsets in the summer would not happen at 9 o'clock if you don't spring forward.
I would argue
this.
What
is time? Time is a made-up thing. It's not real.
I mean, it is real.
It's light till it's not light anymore. What do you care what time it is?
I love summertime when it stays light till 9 o'clock. Oh, it's the best. It's the best feeling in the world.
It would still be light. It would just call it 8 o'clock.
What
do you care?
It'd be 8 o'clock.
What do you care?
I would argue in the summertime, I want the sun to go down a little sooner so it starts to cool off a little sooner. There's no better time than light. Like dusk in the summer after the sun has just set, so the blazing heat is off.
But you would still get that.
Well, I know you'd get more of it.
Like, you'd get an extra hour.
It wouldn't be at 10:30 at night.
Yes.
It would be at like 9 o'clock at night.
We're moving to 25-hour days in like the next 50 years anyway. Have you not read about this?
No, we got to add an extra hour.
The way the axes and the spinning's going, we're adding time to it. It's going more towards 25-hour days than it is 24 anyway. Who cares what time the clock says? Nothing changes here.
I can't wait till we get the work schedule update with a 25-hour day. That won't be an 8-hour workday for people anymore. Yeah, that's right. You could add an extra hour to that day. You don't get that time on your own.
God, a 6-11 show. Could you imagine? All right, coming up in the next 4 hours.
Let's redo all the stuff we did 3 hours ago on the show.
Lord.
Here we go. Keep it going.
Francesa and Mad Dog Russo used to do a 5-hour show.
Just kill me now.
2 to 7, and I'm like,
well, no wonder
why?
He
why
read the you... newspaper for a half hour.
Yeah, you run out of topics. What do you take calls for 2 hours? You didn't have to come up with topics for 2 hours. Just take calls.
How long?
Feinbaum's doing an 8-hour show.
Yes, that's easy. All right, Billy Bob, what do you think? Okay, thanks for the next 30 minutes of content.
How long would In the News be on primetime with a 5-hour show?
That'd be a two-hour In the News. 2 hour In the News. 2 hour club. 1 hour. That's you gotta parcel things out.
We're taking a nap, Paul.
It'd be 2 hour club. 2 hour In the News. Yes, are you kidding me?
Exactly what it would be.
Yeah, I'd prefer the fallback. I felt amazing when I woke up.
Look, I get it. Everybody wants an extra hour of sleep. I'm all for that. I just know the other side of that coin's waiting for us, and that's going to suck, but...
I was just a little surprised. I thought it was always people liked the fallback, and they hated the spring forward because of that sleep
shift. That's definitely it.
But then I did see the bitching and the moaning about, like, oh, it's dark now. The football game started, and it's dark.
Yeah.
Are you going anywhere? What's your problem? You're sitting on your couch. Shut up.
Yeah, it would hit a lot more, I think, for us locally if we had nice weather this time of year. But you're inside most of the time.
We have bad weather. It's bad weather season here. Yeah,
you're not going anywhere. I'm going for a walk around the block, then I'm going home.
My dog is now on a jacket every day. Yes, I'm dog jacket guy.
Yeah, the wife bought one for our dog last week.
They're kind of clutch. You can clown them all you want. You can make fun of the dog in it. But, like, the whole back of my dog is not wet. And I don't like when he shakes in my house. It gets everywhere.
Yeah, the drying process is a lot easier with the jacket.
What is also about dogs where I take my dog. So yesterday I took him on a walk, and then it rained on us. And so he got wet. I didn't put the jacket on him. We get to the front door, and I'm like, all right, shake yourself. And he doesn't obviously know what I'm saying, so I start shaking my body to, like, indicate, hey, you shake.
Shake,
now,
shake, shake. Everybody shake, 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 shake.
Nothing. I stand out there for maybe 4 minutes.
Play the Taylor Swift for him.
Shake it off.
Shake it off.
He's not getting this.
No.
As soon as we get in the house, shake. I wipe his little paws off. I know it's coming.
There it is.
And I'm looking at him, and he looks at me. Just starts. No!
Water going everywhere on the walls.
Just terrible.
All of dry
floors.
Everything
off. Oh, it's just the worst.
It sucks this time of year with dogs, man. I feel bad sometimes because you just get a rainy day and I'm like, I'm not going longer than like 2 or 3 blocks. This is all you're getting from me today, buddy.
That's, really? You shorten your dog walks?
I shorten the dog walks. Yeah. I don't want to be out there for 45 minutes. It's miserable. Now, especially when the wife's working, I gotta push the stroller and walk the dog at the same time. I'm not going to be out there for an hour. This is all you're getting this time of year, man. I'm sorry.
Shane sending us a Jeff Sprague with that lady from the plane. That MF-er, that ain't real.
That ain't real. Time ain't real.
Time isn't real. It's all made up.
It's just an abstract.
And days, and ask people in space what time it is. They'll look at you stupidly.
Yeah, somebody said you'll have to send your kids to school in the dark if you don't.
I don't care.
You don't care? Take your kids to school in the dark?
Who cares?
Doesn't matter.
My kid was coming home in the dark and at like the about 2-3 weeks ago, the bus was dropping my middle schooler off at 5 o'clock.
It's starting to get dark.
Some bad kids on the bus. This bus was just pulling over and lecturing children. I'm like, can my kid get home, please? It's dinner time.
Get this day over with. Get everybody get home.
To hang out my middle schooler for 2 hours a day, and then I'm going to bed. Be nice to see my kid. Hello.
With a little sunlight. If you don't fall back, you would get a little sunlight. You could go outside. Look at that sunset. Nope, sun's already down. Sorry, kiddo. I just see it today.
Look, we disagree on this, and that's great. I just love your argument. You want it to be lighter later, and I'm like, what? I just don't get what that matters.
I just enjoy daylight when I'm home. More daylight is better.
You get the most daylight of anybody probably in the metropolitan area.
Oh, we definitely do. I'm off work early. I just want an extra hour of sunlight. I enjoy sunlight over darkness.
I thought you'd be on my team today on this,
to
be honest with you.
Used to be, but actually I never used to take advantage of daylight savings time because I'd always play it in my head of, I got an extra hour of sleep, so I would just end up staying up an hour later and then not going to bed at a reasonable time. But now with a kid and a dog, I mean, they don't get it. They don't understand falling back and springing forward. They're ready to eat when they're ready to eat.
Would you care to know something disgusting?
What do you got?
I put up one tiny strand of Christmas lights in my house yesterday.
Inside or outside?
Inside.
That's totally fair.
It's on a little table in one of my TV rooms. So
totally
just,
fair.
Yeah.
Acceptable. Colored lights or just like white lights?
They're like an ice white, actually. Couldn't find my little colored lights.
I mean, you could even argue that those aren't even Christmas lights. Yeah. Just little white lights.
Good
nobody
vibes.
Would know.
Yeah, good vibes.
Light up the house a little bit. I got no issue with that.
I watched a semi-Christmas movie on Saturday night with my 12-year-old. Introduced her to While You Were Sleeping.
Never seen that. Sandra Bullock.
You've never seen While You're Sleeping?
Never seen that.
Sandra Bullock?
No.
Bill Pullman?
I know Sandra Bullock. I know Bill Pullman. I've never
seen this movie.
I know that movie.
I've never seen that movie.
You grow up with a single mom, you just get introduced to a lot of rom-coms.
1995, While You Were Sleeping. Yeah, no, yeah, it doesn't ring a bell at all.
An all-time classic. I'm in love with a guy who is in a coma, but he doesn't know who I am.
Was that right after Sleepless in Seattle?
I think so, yeah.
I think Sleepless in Seattle was 94, if I'm not mistaken.
There was a little run there, man. When Harry Met Sally, Sleepless in Seattle.
We don't get rom-coms like that anymore.
Well, because McConaughey ditched the genre. He was like, I want to be a real actor.
He was
like,
dominating the genre. Now there's nobody left.
Hey, who is the rom-com guy? We don't have rom-coms anymore.
No, I don't think. I would say, why am I blanking on Ken from Barbie?
Ryan Gosling.
I mean, he had that run for a bit, didn't he? The Notebook.
The Wilson brothers are getting older. The Wilson brothers did some for a while.
Yeah. They did some rom-coms.
Wedding Crashers was a mix of a rom-com slash raunchy comedy. Yeah.
I would say far more comedy than rom-com.
I agree with you.
Far more comedy.
I agree.
But it can dabble. It's got a toe in that category.
But there was a rom-y-commy part of that.
There's a little bit. Yeah, there's a love story at the end of it. We all fell in love.
Well, we're here. We're fired up on a Monday. There is a lot to get to today. Boy, what a weekend.
It was a hell of a weekend.
Let's do this. We'll start with some of the weekend stuff. NFL Week 9. I got some observations that we'll dabble in, and then we'll get to some college football. The Ducks with a big win on Saturday in Ann Arbor. We'll get to that coming up. It is a loaded show. Bill Orem at 8 a.m. for the Daily Ticker. Dirt and Spray, good to be with you. Let's get it going on The Fan.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES.
That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Sling your arrows at me all you want. I will take the sacrifice for all my fallback brothers.
Yeah, I think you're... We'll have to... I don't know how to word this as a poll question.
Which side do you sit on? Spring forward or fall back?
Yeah.
Standard time or daylight time?
See, but will people understand that?
They should.
They won't.
What is the standard time?
Right now, we are in...
What is time, Swag?
Pacific. It's all relative.
It's a concept. We've all made it up!
So we are now in Pacific Standard Time. When we spring forward, that is Pacific Daylight Time.
So basically the theme of the Vancouver Ford Tech Center, I'll just give you the gist of it. Some people are with you for sure.
Yeah.
Somebody said fallback sucks. Is this normal work? Guys can't get in a quick nine holes after work. So you work later in the day. You don't have as much daylight to go do things. Somebody said in the summertime, standard time, it will get light at 4:30 in the morning if you don't spring forward.
You know what time I wake up? That's great.
That's right.
See, this is my point. Don't spring forward. Stay where we were.
There's a month and a half.
Or stay here. I'm okay. Fine. Stay here if you want to stay here.
We drive to work
fine.
And it's actually dawn. The sun's not up, but there is dawn.
Yeah. Let's see here. I'm with Dirt on this one. I get off at 3:30. I have an hour drive home. By the time I get home, it's basically dark, so you don't get to enjoy any sunlight.
I certainly understand. But
P1 Shane said my 2-year-old son woke up an hour earlier than he usually does. I am out on this daylight savings time.
He actually didn't wake up an hour earlier. He woke up at his normal time. Your clock just fell back.
Yeah, you shouldn't fall back the clocks. Maybe I'm just going to live on the alternate time reality. I'll show up to start the show at 7. I'll go 7 to 10. You go 6 to 9. We'll have a crossover hour. You do the first hour. I'll do the last hour and then a little in between there. How about that?
Is that how we get to a 4-hour show?
That's how we do it. That's but we don't have it, to yeah. actually work for 4 hours. But now the show is technically on. Yeah, you do. Yeah.
What a weird concept of a show. I go 6 to 7 solo. You do 9 to 10.
You just warm everybody up. I come in. Yeah. We do it for 2 hours.
And we do 2 hours
together.
And
then I close it down. You know, I think we're onto something here, man.
Crosstalk with Dirt and Sprague.
In between our two solo 1-hour shows. I think it's a good theory.
The cream of the crop has risen. It is the Detroit Lions.
Yes.
What they did to Green Bay yesterday, that final score does not even indicate what they did to the Green Bay Packers. At Lambeau, in a rainstorm.
Yeah, I thought Jared Goff can't win outside, man. It's raining out. Can he win in those conditions?
He started 11 for 11 in this game.
Pretty good.
And an interesting little thing to think about. People keep pondering or throwing this at the Lions, or at least they did going into yesterday's game. Can they win going and playing in those conditions? I would argue after that game, if you don't walk away and say they look better in those conditions than Green Bay did, here's something I'll throw at you. They are currently first. They are atop the NFC. They are the favorite to win the NFC in Vegas.
Rightfully so.
Right now, the one seed gets to do what in the playoffs?
First round bye and play at home in the entire postseason.
So do they play outdoors or indoors?
They would play indoors.
Guess where the Super Bowl is this year?
Indoors.
New Orleans.
Yeah.
So like this whole outdoor Lions thing, I don't think it looms for most football fans that actually watch the games because this team's physically tough. But it doesn't matter if they get the one seed. They could waltz their way indoors to potential Super Bowl and conference championship the whole way through.
The funny thing on top of it, I remember talking about this in August. Do you know how many outdoor games they have left on their schedule?
It's just one or two.
It's two.
There you go.
They play a total of 3 outdoor games the rest of the year. This week they're on Sunday night. They're in Houston.
Have they played the Bears in Chicago yet?
They have not. That is one of them. And they go to San Francisco the week after Christmas, I believe, on a Monday night game.
And those are
their only 2 outdoor games left on the schedule. They're not until December 22nd and December 30th. So they just played their first outdoor game of the year on November 3rd. They don't play another one until December 22nd.
San Francisco could be, you might get some rain, but
I mean, it's fine.
58 degrees or
that's
whatever.
That's a fun game, man.
Yeah.
That's a great end of the season game where the Niners might be fighting for a division or a playoff spot. The Lions could be trying to lock up the number one
seed. Chicago, you could get all sorts of nonsense, but
no.
Yeah, no, late in the season, weather-wise.
Snow and wind in that. The wind is...
Yeah, who would you trust in a snowstorm and wind?
Right now, it's Detroit. It's not even close. Yeah. I think almost the bigger takeaway for me, honestly, yesterday, I gambled on the Lions. I thought they were going to win that game. I almost felt like the bigger takeaway was the other team. I wasn't really surprised at what the Lions did. I didn't have this fear that they can't win in road conditions.
Yeah, I gambled with you guys on the Lions.
Green Bay looked awful, man.
Well, Jordan Love looked like he wasn't ready to play.
No.
That groin is not... I don't know why he's trying to play through it.
It's already the second time he's been hurt this year. He threw a pick six, you would argue, because he couldn't move in the pocket and he kind of panicked. Yeah. Like, he's had a lot of turnovers. They've had some clunky games when they've needed big performances. The Minnesota game a couple of weeks ago, I know they beat Houston, but I don't think a ton of that win with the way that Houston's playing right now. To have a team come in, and I'm with you, that final score, that was 24-6 throughout. That was a pretty quick 24-3 lead early in the third quarter, and they finally added a garbage time touchdown to only lose by 10. To me, the bigger takeaway was, what is Green Bay's identity? How healthy is Jordan Love going to be? And where do they fit in the NFC playoff picture? Because I know what Detroit is. I think Green Bay was more of a question mark, and they didn't really prove anything to me yesterday.
I certainly understand that when you say a guy is injured or not healthy, there's part of context there. What I would also say is, if he's choosing to play injured, criticism is fair.
Yeah, if you're out there.
He, whether it's injury or not, I think what we're learning about him, because we haven't had a huge sample size, and then suddenly we go into the year and you've got national pundits saying it's a top three quarterback. He's got a lot more Favre than Rodgers in him.
Yes, he does.
He likes to throw the dumbest interception in a game.
He had a few of them that he got away with even yesterday, too, where Brady's like yelling at him, throw it away, throw it away, throw it away, throw it away, throw it away. Like, what are you doing?
And I think of the Ram game when he's in the end zone. Like, what are you doing there? You think of yesterday's pick six, whether injured or not. Again, it's part of this is you cannot give him all the compliments if he wins a game injured and then have zero criticism because he's injured.
Yeah.
So I was really impressed with Detroit, and I'm with you. As somebody who really liked Green Bay's chances to win the NFC, I don't know where I slot them, but I'll ask you this. Who is the second best team in the NFC? I don't think you can answer that.
No, you can't. It's a subjective opinion. who do you have the most belief
in? It's a week-to-week opinion, yeah. I think.
I still, and I know I might be on an island here. They're on a bye this week. I look at their track record over the last 4 weeks, or excuse me, 4 years, and what they've done coming off a bye, and to me, the 49ers are still in that. And I know a lot of people want to laugh at that. I just have a track record there where they've gotten off to slow starts, they've had their bye, they've hit a different gear in the second half of the season. Does it happen this year? We'll find out starting this coming Sunday. Philadelphia has a ton of talent, but I feel like their head coach is constantly going to get in his own way and in the way of his own team. Green Bay can't stop throwing the ball to the other team. By the way, Jordan Love does not have a game this year that he hasn't thrown an interception. In every single one of his starts this year, he's thrown at least one pick in a handful of games where he's thrown multiple picks. So those, I would say Philly, San Francisco, Green Bay would still be my next tier, with maybe a Washington Commanders mixed in there.
You like the Commies enough to say they could beat Detroit?
No, I don't, but that's what the NFC is right now. Yeah. Like, where else am I going to go?
Atlanta?
I'm not there on Atlanta. Okay. I love my boy Kirkers, but
the
they
Cards.
No, I'm not there on Arizona. I know they're in first place, but I don't buy them as a serious threat in the playoffs.
Minnesota?
Not really, no. I love Minnesota. They're an awesome story. They're going to be a playoff team after that win last night.
Donald
probably
makes me nervous.
He makes me incredible. That pick in the end zone was bad.
That
he threw another
so
one
bad.
Late in the game, right after Flacco threw him a pick. He threw it right back to him to keep him in the game. Not a great sign.
So the funny thing about what you're saying, and it is early, right? A lot of these teams have only played 8 to 9 games. The funny thing about what you said is the team you picked isn't even in the playoffs today.
No, they're not. The Niners aren't.
So it's like, oh, they might be looming. Everybody else, it's just, it's a toss-up. But the cream of the crop in the NFC is, at this point, it's the Lions. It's not a conversation. Yeah. It's the Detroit Lions.
This would be a tough one to swallow for Detroit if they can't get over the hump this year. I know they came close last year, and you say, all right, you knock it on the door, you let the Niners off the hook, you should have won that game. You look at the rest of that conference right now, it doesn't appear that anybody can go toe-to-toe to
win. Who do you blame for what's happening in Seattle?
Can I blame Jody Allen?
I know you want to.
I kind of do.
Anytime you can, you will.
I mean, probably John Schneider would be culprit number one.
The guy responsible for the talent on the roster.
Said hi to him when he was in Eugene for the Oregon Ohio State game. I was like, what's up, John? What's your future plans?
You said hi to him?
No, I didn't, but I walked by him in the press box.
Oh.
Not a lot of GMs were there. He was one of the few, mostly scouts, but he was an actual GM that was there.
Easy fly down for him.
Very simple. I think he deserves the bulk of the blame. At some point, you got to have a long-term plan at the most important position on the field.
Offensive line?
That, too, and they don't have either of those. And Geno Smith keeps throwing bad interceptions, and I gambled against the Seahawks. They shouldn't have lost that game.
I couldn't believe the fourth down call by Grubb. Fourth and two, the most obvious run spot that the Rams are ready for, and
yes,
you did the most obvious play call. I thought for sure there was going to be a play action.
Nope, nothing to it.
Smith and Jigba was cooking him. How did we just get away from him?
I don't know.
What are we doing?
Why is Geno just randomly throwing picks in the end zone when there's nobody open? That's one of the worst throws I've ever seen. I don't know where he was even thinking of going with that football.
The pick six was so bad. I will actually defend a little bit on the second pick because that guy got held. That tight end coming across.
I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't see it. No holding there. No flag
also,
necessary.
Also, is it not fair to just ask out loud, Mike McDonald is a coach?
Yeah, I mean, it's year one. It's a little unfair.
This is an incredibly undisciplined, stupid football team.
It is. They have a lot of games that they've had chances to win. Some of them have gotten out of hand. That was not one yesterday, and it was a divisional game. Mm. You've lost 5 out of 6 now. You started the season, what, 3-0, and they've lost 5 out of 6 since then? I mean, they're sinking like a stone. That was one of those that you circled and said, if you want to stay alive, that's a must win. You're going to have to end the season, what, 6-2?
They're not
likely to have a chance to be a playoff team.
They got the Niners again. They'll lose that.
They're going to lose that game. Because 9 wins, I don't know if it's going to get you in this year. Maybe it does.
Cardinals are coming to their building. I don't know if they can beat the Cardinals. No. Then they're at the Jets. They're going back to Arizona to play the Cardinals. And then they get Green Bay and Minnesota at home. And then they still have to go to the Rams and Bears.
Yeah, and the home field advantage thing used to be something that you could hang your hat on.
That's dead.
They're 2-4 at home this year.
Yeah,
2 games below 500. With a loss of the Giants in there. Like, it's not like they're just losing to juggernauts either. The Seahawks are who we thought they were. They're the same exact team they were last year. They're probably going to end up somewhere around slightly below 500, just like they've been the last 2 seasons. It probably won't be good enough to make the playoffs. They're stuck in quarterback purgatory, and until they figure out what they're going to do at that position long term, this is who they're going to be.
We'll get back to some NFL stuff a little bit later on. Coming up next, one of the biggest games of the week, and at least it was billed as this, and the result seems to never change. We'll get to that coming up next. All right, which side of time are you on? Spring forward or fall back? You can vote at Dirt and Sprague. The poll question is up. We will get to the Oregon game at the top of the hour. Ohio State, Penn State, big game of the weekend.
It's the big nooner.
The big nooner.
The big nooner needs to be outlawed. We need legislation in this country.
Oh, another thing we disagree on. I was glad it was the big nooner. I didn't want this game at 5 o'clock at night. I wanted my Saturday.
Who wants great atmospheres and whiteouts and light night football? That's what I want, baby.
How about you win a game and then you get what you want?
They get it this week. They get a whiteout game this week against Washington. You know what network it's on?
The Big Ten?
Peacock. So they get their whiteout game. It just was a week later. Fans weren't happy about
that. I mean, I'm sorry. If you need a whiteout game and nighttime.
Oh, it's not even about Penn State. It's just about, I hate big games at 9 o'clock in the morning. You know how I feel about that. It's too early in the day.
You've been up since 5.
I want to ease into my day. Give me an Ole Miss Arkansas right out of the gate.
Oh,
give me one of those crap, Iowa, Wisconsin, all the crap I don't want. Let me settle into my day for the big course meal later on.
Iowa hit the over by themselves.
They did. Yeah.
I didn't see the final result because I knew you had picked them. And I'm like, oh, my God.
I mean, they hung 40 on a Power 4 team for like the third time
in
program history.
Because that game was like 10-3 in the second quarter. And I'm like, all right.
This has a chance.
And then all of a sudden, Iowa started. Well,
Wisconsin
couldn't tackle Caleb Johnson.
No, he's good. He's good at football.
So Penn State, Ohio State ends the same way it's ended every year for like 8 straight years. It is another Penn State can't show up and play their brand of football against an elite team. And I got James Franklin audio. Got 2 cuts. I want to get to him from his post game. He had a fan interaction as he went into the tunnel, but
he did.
I kind of just like, it's the same result every time. I was reminded on Friday's show going through it. It's like they've kind of been close, but every time they cannot win this game.
Lose by 6, lose by 8, lose by 4, lose by 7.
And boy, did Will Howard try to give them an opportunity to win this game. A fumble into the back of the end zone, a pick 6. Like, he gave up 14 points, and they still, time and time again, they look the same and do the same stupid thing. No matter who is wearing that uniform.
Same team, man. Doesn't matter the quarterback. Doesn't matter the other positions. Doesn't matter what random elite player you have, whether it's a Micah Parsons or now a Tyler Warren. None of it matters. They're going to find a way to lose that game. This one felt a little bit different, though, for Penn State. Primarily because of the way the game started. Like, they came out, drove the ball on their opening drive of the game, had to settle for a field goal, but still, hey, we moved it, we got points, okay?
That was where I disagree. I immediately went, oh, there's Penn State again,
sure.
Settling for the 3.
That's totally fine. The very first possession of Ohio State, the first, I believe, pass attempt. I don't know if he had another one before that, but
was, yeah.
I think it was his very first pass attempt. Will Howard threw a pick 6. They had a 10-0 lead at home against Ohio State. That if you can't finish that one, you're never going to finish any of them because they handed you 7 points to your point on the fumble through the end zone. That should have been a wider margin of victory. And if that would have been the case, imagine that being 27-13 and you were gifted a 10-0 lead right out of the gate and you scored 3 points the rest of the way. This is one that it felt like was the straw that broke the camel's back. Now, they got a season still to go. Then we'll see what they do in the playoffs. Maybe James Franklin shocks the world and they make it to the semifinals and gets everybody off their back. I think Penn State fan has largely understood, like, all right, we're good. It's okay being good. If we fire him, you might slip down. Like, look at Nebraska. They had 9 wins every year with Bo Pelini, and they thought, let's get a little bit better. They haven't won 9 games since then. I think they've been very rational until that game, because when you have a 10-0 lead against a vulnerable Ohio State team who can't block anybody and you still can't win the game, that is a massive issue for James Franklin.
Here, James Franklin, we've got audio of James Franklin. He is now 1-12 against AP top 10 teams. He is 1-15 for his career.
Not good.
But I got to keep hearing about how elite he is.
The one he won, by the way, was in 2016. It was on a blocked field goal. Blocked an Ohio State field goal. That's how they won the game.
Here is James Franklin. His first question of his postgame presser. Just, do you understand the frustration that fans seem to have?
I understand their frustration. Guys in the locker room are just as frustrated, if not more. But college football has changed. And we have an opportunity moving forward to right some wrongs from today. And that's what we're going to focus on. I get it. We get an unbelievable crowd here. We get unbelievable support. You don't do that without passion. And there's great things that come from that, and there's hard things that come from that. That's part of the job. That's part of the job. And I own it all. I own it all.
So I think what he's telling you is a dirty little secret that he let out. I got another clip from him, but I basically think what I'm hearing from him there is, yeah, but there's an expanded playoff, and we're going to make the playoff, and that's going to be good enough for you Penn State fans.
And I don't know if it is anymore, man, with an expanded field, because why would I have any faith that maybe they get a matchup against a...
Because they can win a playoff game. They could host Boise State, for example.
They could.
I'm just using a team out of left field, but a team that, you know, I think talent-wise you'd say lesser than.
Yeah, you should be able to win that game.
And they can win the game, and we go to the quarterfinals!
Would that be enough to satisfy you as a fan? And then the next round you go play, let's say, Georgia, and you lose the game by 21 points.
I guess what I'm stuck with, because I watched his post-game presser, I pulled a couple cuts, and I want to get to one more. I'm stuck asking myself, is this good enough for Penn State? Penn State supposed to be? Or if I dumped fill-in-the-blank top coach, and they went to Penn State, would they win more? Would they win these games? Because they win. They win a lot. I got
they
a
do.
Cut from Franklin that says...
They win 10 games every year.
College football, why don't you shut the hell up? But I was asking myself, Dan Lanning, Steve Sarkisian, Kirby Smart, fill in the coach, whoever you think that list is. If I put them in Penn State, would they win more of these games? Or is this just who Penn State is? They need to be okay with what their lot in life is. They're never going to beat the elite of the elite.
I think I would answer it, would you win them all the time? No. But should you expect to win some of them? Yes, you should.
1-12 against the AP.
That's the issue. It's not like, hey, he's 3-8 or he hasn't won in 3 years.
4-6.
Okay, that's not great. But hey, at least you're winning them every now and then. He literally can't win these games. He has never been able to. And I think the frustrating part would be, every time it's the same game and it's the same issues. They don't have an offense when they need to in big games.
Nope.
Drew Aller was the number one quarterback in the country coming out of high school. What did he do last year when he played Ohio State and Michigan? He was terrible. He was awful. I know he was banged up last week against Wisconsin. He was terrible. Now, not all of it is on him. Do you know how many catches their wide receivers had in their game?
I actually didn't look at the final box score.
Their wide receivers, and starting wide receivers for Penn State, had a total in this game, 3 catches.
Mm.
3 catches.
I won't actually blame the end zone pick on him. That wide receiver.
How do you not make that play?
That bounced forward into the DB.
Tyler Warren is the only difference-making player that they have. He was their leading rusher, by the way. He's a tight end. He was their leading rusher in this game. He got them single-handedly down inside the 5-yard line, making miraculous play. 1 catch and 1 run. Mm-hmm. Got him all the way down there inside the 5-yard line. What did they do 4 times inside the 5-yard line? Not give him the ball once. Just snap.
What was that fourth down
just
play?
Just give him the ball. Hike it to him. Let him do. Like, he's the only guy that you got that's a difference maker.
Just a jumbled
and he
mess.
Doesn't even sniff the football with the game on the line inside the 5 yard line. That's the issue.
The same play for the first three downs. If you were going to try a throw or a play action or a rollout, why didn't you do it on second or third?
You
got
to mix it up. Yeah.
They had that the offensive lineman line off the right side, come in motion. The first two times, I don't even know if he blocked anybody. He just ran off the edge, didn't even block somebody. So I don't know if you're going to bring in a Kirby, a Dan Lanning, whoever, and they're going to win championships every year or beat Ohio State every year. This is the same problem they've had for 8 straight years, and it never gets addressed, and that's where the problem lies.
Well, Kerry, I got a cut from Franklin I want to play. He was asked about how he views himself in these big games. How does he evaluate himself? Think about this, too. I don't know either. I think my conclusion was, it's hard to have a take on this. You can have a take if you want. No, you definitely should win more of these big games. Sure. But they got booster money.
They got, yes. Fan support is 100. That was 111,000 people at that game this weekend.
You mentioned Drew Aller was the number one quarterback. They can recruit.
They've recruited at a relatively high level.
I guess, and we could talk to Pate about this on Wednesday because I'm interested in this. What about Penn State says that this is who they should be versus saying we should be better?
Yeah.
And I think it's a tough place to live in, even with the expanded college football playoff. You still see a lot of fan bases very unhappy with where their lot or what their lot in this world is like. How does James Franklin evaluate himself in these big games and some other college football dealings on the other side? Next on The Fan. I think it's a really interesting thing, and we'll get to it Thursday. Rough weekend for the Dirty Poll.
Oh, it was. Or was it?
Clemson lost to Louisville for the first time ever.
They did. That was an ugly game.
And I don't know how Iowa State blew that game to Texas Tech.
I mean, I do. That's Iowa State all year. They should have lost to Central Florida 3 weeks ago, but the guy dropped the ball at the goal line going in on a pick six, and it was a touchback. And that's how they won that game.
Not a good day for the unbeatens.
Not a great day.
But I will maintain, Clemson still has a chance to win the ACC. Were you impressed by Miami being in a dogfight in the fourth quarter? That is the most misleading final score
of all time. Did they cover the number?
They did end up covering
the number. The number.
Yeah, they did. That is the most misleading final score of all time. They were trailing in that game in the fourth quarter.
So the question I went to the break with is, should Penn State be expecting to win these games? And I really find it a fascinating, you can certainly make an argument, no, Sprague, this is their lot in life. You're never going to out-recruit Ohio State. You're never, I think, at this point, going to out-recruit Oregon. Michigan is ahead of you so far. Now, we'll see where that goes with Sherrone Moore. You shouldn't expect this. You should expect to win 10 games, be happy in the playoff, and if you win or lose a game, whatever. But James Franklin is now 1-12. How does James Franklin evaluate himself? He was asked this question in the postgame. And he said, hey, James, how do you just view it for your own coaching performance in these big games? Here's James Franklin.
Yeah. Again, there's nobody that's looking in the mirror harder than I am. I will say this, and I've said it before, 99% of the programs across college football would die to do what we've been able to do in our time here, and that's all of us. But I also understand when you're at a place like Penn State, there's really, really high expectations. When you're at a place like Ohio State, there's really, really high expectations. I get it. I totally get it. So we've looked at all these things really hard. We'll continue to look at these things really hard. There's a lot of things that I had planned on saying when I came in here today, but they are not appropriate to say right now. So I'll hold them till another time.
Okay, so
what the hell does that mean?
There's two things here from this cut that I wanted to kind of bring up. One is, do we agree that 99% of college programs would die to achieve what Penn State has achieved in his tenure?
I mean, maybe not 99, but pretty damn close to it.
85%.
I own it all.
I don't know. I might go higher than that. Like, how many programs over the last, let's say, 10 years? Give ballpark 10
they
years.
They would die to not how win many a conference programs, championship or be in the college football playoff.
Yeah. Sure. I'm just saying, how many programs have had not had, would trade their success
to
for Penn State
season?
To be 10 win seasons?
I would say.
Not Ohio State, Georgia, Bama, LA. Like, I get all that.
Right.
You eliminate
I don't think
them.
Oregon would.
Well, no.
No?
I don't.
Penn State's also won a Rose Bowl in the mix, though. We can laugh at it because they didn't win the Big Ten that year. But they do have a Big Ten championship. They won the Big Ten in 2016.
Okay, yeah. Fair point.
So he's got one conference title, a Rose Bowl win, a Fiesta Bowl win. They beat the Huskies somewhere in there in a Fiesta Bowl.
God, 2016 feels like forever ago.
Yes, it does. It was forever ago.
99% is a bit extreme. The other one is, what is he teasing there? Is he teasing?
I don't know.
If we won, I was going to say, shut up. Is that what he was talking about, or is he talking about something else?
I don't know. Their recruiting rankings.
Go ahead. He's talking about more like the interaction with the one fan.
I mean, it wasn't just that was the thing, and why I said I think this is the beginning of the end might be too strong of a word.
No, they just signed him.
They booed him off the field.
Yeah,
that's not happening. He got booed in the
tunnel,
too. They were chanting fire, Franklin. Yeah. Like, when that stuff starts to permeate in the fan base, that's when it becomes a problem. And so, again, he has all the ability to come out. Maybe winning one playoff game will be enough for them, and that will quiet everybody. Hey, we made it. We won a game. All right, that's fine.
Yeah.
I don't know anymore if it will be. I don't think people will look at them going in. Penn State should win the remaining games on their schedule.
Yes.
Likely. Maybe somebody trips them up. They should be 11-1. If they're 11-1, they're going to be, what, 5 or 6 seed in the playoff, hosting the 11 or 12 seed. That's a game you should win. It'll be at home.
Yep.
I don't think we're going to give him credit for that. He has won games against borderline top 25 teams. It's the issue against the elite teams that he can't handle. And so if they win one game and then they go play a Georgia, Texas, Oregon, whoever else you want to put, Ohio State again, whoever potentially is in that matchup, and you lose again to an elite team,
the ideal
he's
slot,
not going to get credit for
that. Yeah, the ideal slot for him right now is to get to that 11-1, be the 6 or 7 seed. I don't think he'll be the 5 seed. I think that's probably going to be... It'll either be Oregon or Ohio State, whoever loses the Big Ten championship game, or, well, maybe Indiana. We'll see.
Could be.
But if he slides in that 6 seed and he gets the 3 seed, which looks like it's probably going to be Miami.
Yeah,
he could go to Miami and beat Miami.
Miami's defense sucks.
Then I think everybody calms
down. So they are 15th right now in the 25 recruiting class. They have 25 commits. So this isn't like, well, they don't have that. No, they have 25 commits. They're 15th in the 2025 recruiting class. I think overall my takeaway is just like, should he be winning any of these, being 1-12 against the AP top 10? I hear both sides. I think both sides have valid points, but you are kind of right in the there. This isn't becoming okay with them. It's one thing to say they shouldn't be winning a conference title game every year, or maybe you win one every like 4 years. When you're boosted this way, when you have the fan support, when you can recruit high level guys, eventually this breaks down into coaching.
Yeah.
And how many times have we watched that game play out? Idiotic play calling.
Same thing.
Dumb mistake. They had the stop that they had on Ohio State, and the kid walks over the receiver, so he gets flagged. 15-yard
penalty. Yeah. Like, no vertical passing game. They've never had a vertical passing.
Vertical passing attack. It's just like I feel like I'm watching the same game on a loop every year. And if any year you were going to win the game, it felt like it was this year because this Ohio State team, it's funky. People still want to. ESPN's FPI says they have a 10% chance, better than Oregon, to win the conference. And I'm still walking away going, that was a good win, but funky. Let's stop acting like they beat a juggernaut today.
And you had a 10-0 lead in the game at home.
Yeah.
You had them on the ropes at home, 10-0, and you scored 3 points the rest of the game. You simply cannot do that. And I think the question becomes, Wes paid about this on Wednesday. Is Penn State more Nebraska, or are they more Georgia to you? Because those are two programs in the last 15.
Well, no. Sliding scale.
I get it. I'm saying in the last 15 years, I'm not saying that they're going to be Georgia. Georgia had Mark Richt. This was Mark Richt.
Yeah.
He won 10 games every year.
Yeah.
Couldn't get Georgia over the hump. They couldn't win a national championship game.
That way,
they fired him. And what happened? They brought in Kirby Smart and the things exploded. I'm not saying a coach is going to come in there and win back-to-back titles. Nebraska did the same thing. They had Bo Pelini. They said 9 isn't enough. We want to get over the hump. They fired him, and they have not won 9 games since then. So which pot would you put them more in? A team that could find more, you know, juice in the squeeze, or a team that, oh, God, you got to hold on to this because you're going to hit the skids if you do?
I heard that differently. I didn't know where you were going with that. That's why I heard that differently, because I'm like, wait, Nebraska and Georgia, those are just...
I mean, two fan bases who got pissed at their coach, said enough is enough. Yeah. We want more. They fired him. It worked out for one, and it's backfired tremendously for the other.
Fascinating. We didn't get to any of the college football dealings. Georgia, lucky to beat Florida this weekend. My God, Carson Beck's going to cost them a national championship.
Keeps throwing picks, man. Can't stop throwing picks.
You got to feel pretty good about your duckies.
Feeling better. Everybody's vulnerable
now. Tier one and one team only in the tier one.
Could be. Nobody's giving us a chance.
Although, tale of two halves. Let's talk about, nobody's giving Oregon a chance. Let's talk about Oregon's win in Ann Arbor. Loaded second hour. Dirt and Sprague on the Fan.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? you might be eligible for free health care. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.